Danielle Vanipour, and I'm a middle blocker.
I'm Mary-Kate Banstra, and I'm the libero.
And I'm Delaney Rome, and I'm a left hitter.
And the three of you are among the seniors of this year's Pella Christian volleyball team. First of all, ladies, congratulations. Got back to 500 on senior night. What's it like to be playing some good volleyball as of late?
You know, we kind of came together at the middle point of the season, and we talked about where we wanted to go from there. And I think that we talked about grit and mental toughness and how we have to finish like all three games out. And we've been working really hard on that. And our last couple of matches have been really good because we've cut down our errors and we've been passing well. And I think that just makes everyone play good when we do that.
And Delaney, this is your first year starting and you had a big night at senior night. What allowed you to kind of have the success you've had? And how's the offense overall you think improved?
Well, I think it all starts with our defense. Once we got our passing up, that allowed me to get all my hits in, and I also had a lot more confidence in this game, and so I think that really showed through.
And Danielle, you're one of the more experienced players, and you've been having to play the middle a lot more this year maybe than you thought you would. What are some of the things defensively that have been working, both with the block, which sounds like it's had a lot of success, and how the passing has improved that?
Well, so starting off with the passing, so if they get the pass up right up to Emma Heisman, our setter, then I can basically run whatever I want. And if I can do that, then I can, the other team doesn't know what's coming. And then I am just working on my other shots. And then with blocking, when like the left sides and right sides set the block, then I know where to go and then I can just go up.
Now, Mary-Kate, you've talked a little bit about the adversity of this team, and one of the things you had to overcome is one of your best friends, Mo Fatma, tore ACL, and not just from a friendship standpoint, but from a team standpoint, you lost one of your senior captains. How did this senior class rally around that, and how have you improved your leadership losing such an important player?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, happened at the beginning of the season, and I think for a couple practices after that, we were definitely kind of like shaken up, and even the games that we had to play later that day in the tournament, it took a couple of games to get our refocus back, because obviously like Emma Dunsbergen as a junior had to step up then, and but we've been encouraging Mo. She's at every practice. She's always the one that leads our cheers. And I just think that we've been trying to stay positive through it all, but also surround her with, like, oh, we know you're hurting. We know we want you to be playing, you know, so.
And then, Delaney, in terms of how the senior class has stepped up and other players have stepped up, what have you seen from other players in terms of practicing better and playing better? Have you seen other girls really take that next step and really try to fill in that role?
Yes, I do. I think our whole senior group of girls has really come together. I think another good leader is Mary-Kate. She really steps in, puts her input in and everything. Whenever we have timeouts, we always try to pull each other back together. And I think our whole team, really, we function well together and we all try and support each other and have a lot of enthusiasm throughout the game.
And now, you girls, the conference season is winding down. You've still got some good competition and the conference tournament coming up. What are some of the things you hope to keep improving on, especially playing that really good Little Hawkeye Conference? And what do you hope to maybe do at the conference tournament?
Just to keep on playing our game, because if we keep on improving our passing, then our sets will keep on improving and our hits will keep on improving and we'll be able to go places.
And I think we were talking about how we've been playing some of these girls since sixth grade, you know, so like it's kind of bittersweet, like we'll be playing some of these teams and these girls for the last time at the conference tournament. So I think just go out strong, and like we want to be playing our best volleyball right now as we head into postseason, so especially at the conference tournament, just try to maintain that and play our best.
Well, and you get one last home game to begin the playoffs. What's that like to have one more chance to play in front of the crowd here at Eagle Lane and to try and get a W and keep your season alive?
I love playing in front of the home crowd. I like their enthusiasm towards us whenever we get points. It really boosts our energy, and I'm really excited to play one more time at home, but I wish it was a few more, I guess.
Well, ladies, all the best to you. We'll be following you throughout the postseason, and hopefully it's a nice long run. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.